You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin into the studio. Welcome back, Corey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Appreciate your time. And congratulations on an incredible budget passed in perhaps record-breaking time at the last council meeting. A $130 million budget, 12% increase over last year that includes $43 million in utilities investments alone, as well as 37 new positions, new hires to keep up with the growth.
Correct. Yeah, thank you. That was a team effort. Our accountant, Kim Creech, and the mayor, and Adeline, and all the girls that helped make that happen were tremendous, so I have to give them a shout-out as well. You know, that budget, it's most people don't know, but that's not an easy deal. It's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes for that budget. And yes, we have a pretty big budget for Fairhope, you know, but we're excited. Yes, 9 years has passed since we've passed a budget on time. So we beat the 10-year mark.
Very good.
So we're very excited about that. You know, we're still as council concerned as fiduciaries for the people's money. So but we're moving forward. So we want to be responsible agents, but at the same time we want to continue to move the city forward. So we're excited.
Very good.
Yep.
Tonight the city council meets at 4:30 with a work session, and at 6 p.m. Is the actual meeting. They can be watched, of course, in person at the Fairhope Civic Center Council Chambers, or online, live or later, on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel. Did not print the work session. Is there anything on that you would like to mention? I glanced at it, and it looked like mostly department head updates. And a lot of times, though, the work session is when an item may be introduced to the council for the first time for discussion.
Yeah, so I don't see much. I see they're going to go over the grants, the different grants that we're going after, which there's a lot of money out there right now with the infrastructure money that's coming down. So I guess Jessica will go over, and the mayor will go over all the different grant applications that we have on the table. But other than that, there's not much going on with the work session.
And those grants are pivotal to our improvement because they pay up to 50% or more, even sometimes.
Oh, some of them 90%.
Some of them 90%.
Yeah, 90%.
Of a project.
Yeah. We've been getting a lot of 90% lately here. It used to be 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
We would match 20. They would give 80%. Mm-hmm. So, but now it's been 90-10, so which is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, helps us move forward.
Let's look at move on to the agenda. Number 6, an ordinance to authorize the operation of a medical cannabis dispensary within the corporate limits of the City of Fairhope. Mayor Sullivan went into pretty good detail when she was here last, which y'all can hear it on our website. But these have to be crafted in the case Fairhope has a dispensary. Not every town's going to get one.
No, well, the municipality, first of all, has to have an ordinance in order to get one, in order for the prospective buyers and producers and processors and cultivators to actually have a license. They have to put in an application. But to put in an application, that particular municipality has to have an ordinance saying that they approve your application coming into that particular municipality. So that's huge to have that instrument. And I think that's what this is. This is the instrument allowing for that business opportunity here in Fairhope.
Okay. And we move on to number 7 and 8. These are amending ordinances concerning personnel rules and policies. What is that about?
Yeah, that's just we had to clarify the rules as far as our IT guys and our utility guys who were on call. There were some discrepancies or some confusion as far as how they were getting paid, if they were getting paid double or how that worked with them being on call. And now it's they get 8 hours, utility guys get 8 hours on call, or they get the greater If they come in, they get the amount of overtime if mm-hmm. they come in. IT guys is a little bit lesser, but it's the same. We just upgraded the amount they get paid versus when they come in and when they're on call. And I think at one point there was confusion with our employees of how they were getting paid, if it was double time or just overtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we kind of clarified those things.
And skipping to number 11, this is to award a bid for LED lighting for the Volanta Park baseball field not to exceed $78,000.
Yeah, this is exciting because, you know, we have the four baseball fields coming up, and this is an opportunity to put the lights up, which is exciting. It means we're moving forward. So this company is going to come in and put our LED lights in for us, for our kids. These lights are pretty cool. It's going to be controlled by a panel, unlike what we have now where you pull the lever down. Time controlled, which we hope to improve all the lightings that we have on this particular level.
That's what I was going to ask such. You. Right. Is this just for the new fields, or will this be for
just,
everything?
Well, these are just for the new fields right now.
Okay.
Yep. This is just part of the new fields.
Number 12 is a big number, so I always like to ask about those. This is to authorize a contract for natural gas engineering consulting services not to exceed $500,000. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. This is something that's been in the budget. This is the engineering for the gas, the natural gas that we've been working on the whole time with Church Street, Fails, and so forth. So they'll come in and do the engineering for the next part of what we're doing as far as our natural gas is concerned.
Most of the underground work is completed on the Church Street infrastructure project, so I'm not sure what this is.
This is just the engineering for future projects with concerning natural gas. Now, I don't know exactly where this is because I don't have it on my, whatever reasons, I don't have it on my press thing at where it's going, but it's definitely just for engineering. This is just the engineering right now, consulting. If you read it, it's mm-hmm. just the engineering. Me and you had this conversation before.
Right.
Engineering is a beast.
Yes. I mean,
so.
Well, we'll learn more about that in tonight's discussion, and then the mayor will be here tomorrow to give us a little more clarification on that. Most of the rest of it appears to be the annual appropriations that are budgeted. For instance, you know, $20,000 to the Downtown Fairhope Business Association, to the Eastern Shore Art Center, to the Eastern Shore Chamber, Ecumenical Ministries, the Fairhope Pirate Boosters, a way that the city supports many nonprofit endeavors that increase the quality of life here.
Yes. This is just a representation of our support in the community, just as you spoke. We have the Haven in there, the library. A lot of these entities are public participation entities for the community. So it just betters the welfare and the safety of our community. You have the Rotary Club in there, I think it's for 57. There's a lot of things that go on in the city that help our families and our kids, and we want to support those things for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, I'm looking at Fairhope Times to see items not on the agenda we might want to cover. Are you involved with the traffic committee? Do you happen to be on that committee?
No, I am not. What is he talking about?
The city's traffic and street committee is talking about speeding problems on Gayfer and delivery trucks blocking traffic downtown.
Yeah.
But now you're...
You know.
What is it, like one council member on each
liaison,
different committee?
Yes.
Okay, what committee are you on?
Oh, man. Which one am I
or
not
plural.
On?
Well, yeah. No. Well, tell us about what's going on your committee.
Yeah, so I'm on the Fairhope Environmental Advisory Board. We've been doing a lot as far as the Fairhope Advisory Board. We put the litter getter down there by the Winn-Dixie.
Right.
To trap the litter.
Is that in already?
I'm not sure if it's in, but we've passed it.
Yes.
So it should be a working project. So we're going to, and those guys do a great job of always pushing us and making sure that we're doing the right things as far as environment is concerned. Mm-hmm. We have a great board there. They're always working on different things. They're one of the things they were working on that we didn't discuss was the colony project or the colony field over by the Boys and Girls Club. They will have a disc golf over there, a tournament. And so I think that's on the agenda to allow those kids to have the tournament at the colony and put the baskets up there for the disc golf as opposed to Volanta. And okay. There's a big tournament that Fairhope hosts that we're excited about, and that's coming up in 2023. I can't remember if it's the spring. I think it's maybe February okay. or March in 2023. That area over there is a lot of wetlands, so it's in the conversation of what we're going to do with it and how we're going to do it. At one point, they were speaking of putting a natural type pond in, and I think that wouldn't work with the runoff and the wetlands and things like that. But those guys, they do a good job of helping us stay in line as far as when we want to do projects and things like that.
The colony,
it's right there on 13 and Twin Beach.
Okay.
Where the roundabout is. So it's a house, okay. and then that's the Boys and Girls Club that sits back there in that land.
Got it.
You can see it on 13.
Okay.
And you can see it mm-hmm. on Twin Beach.
Okay.
Right there is a house, and then all around mm-hmm. that house is that land. In the Boys and Girls Club, the Boys Scouts have a house there.
Boy Scouts. House. Okay, now yes, I know what you're talking
about.
That
house,
okay.
yeah, yes. that house that sits there.
Okay.
Yeah, so, so that area, other areas, they're always looking at our creeks and the Triangle property. They're a big part of that in creating our deeds and what we can do with that Triangle property, which was huge. That committee does a lot for this community, okay. to be honest. Yeah, very intelligent people on that committee with a lot of experience. So.
And you sit on another?
I sit on that one. I sit on a planning commission.
Yes.
Yes. And I sit on the public school commission board. And
they've got a meeting
the tree committee.
This week? Or, wow.
We had a meeting that last week. Okay. It was last Wednesday.
And tell us about the school committee. This is the committee that was formed to appropriate how the extra ad valorem tax,
three mil,
is spent and distributed.
Yeah, 3 mil tax that we voted on. It's a 30-year. We did a 30-year referendum. As far as that's concerned, and it passed. That passed, I think, was that 20? Lord, I can't. It was either 20 or 21.
A couple of years ago.
Those taxes, that money from the millage goes to the schools, and it supports, mostly right now, it supports all of our what we call resource teachers, the girls that give the helping hand as far as reading and math and in school, where they pull them and teach them while they're in school, not after school tutoring. And these are trained individuals that we hire with these funds to help our kids, gifted or otherwise, to meet their needs.
That were not budgeted within the county.
That are not. Okay. That's outside, 100% outside mm-hmm. The county and Superintendent Tyler's budget and John Wilson's budget. So
about how much money was raised at this last meeting last week? How much money do you have to provide based on the tax?
Well, I think each school, I'll have to look at those numbers exactly, but it's a pretty significant amount of money that's coming in, to the point to where the city will be able to get off of the budget as far as we dispense to the five feeder schools a particular amount of money that they divide between the five each year. I think that allocation will be removed once in the next year or so with the three-mill tax. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
But the money is significant. And I'm not gonna, I don't want to give you a, I don't have that spreadsheet in front of me, and I apologize. I usually remember, and I could call out a number that I think, but I don't want to do that. But the money is truly significant, and it's doing a great deal to help our community and our kids. You meet with those principals, and they're so excited about this three-mill tax because now they can do the things that they need to do to help these kids.
Yeah, and the principals usually give you a wish list, if you will, of what they need, and then the committee tries to fulfill that.
That's exactly right. And
let's ask about the Planning Commission, if you don't mind, if we switch gears, since you serve on that as well.
Yeah.
The Fairhope Times has an article that realtors for new property owner are circulating a preliminary concept for what they're calling the Encounter Development at the northeast corner of Highway 181 and 104 in East Fairhope across from the Publix. An old farmhouse was once used in the filming of the Steven Spielberg classic Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The concept proposal includes a Wawa gas convenience store, a senior citizen housing, and more. City Planning Director Hunter Simmons told the Times no formal proposal has been submitted yet. So have you heard anything about this, or is this just a rumor at this point?
This has not come to the Planning Commission.
Right.
Now, we do know about the Wawa. The Wawa is coming up. No, well, I don't
apparently
know about 181.
This is a separate. This is
there is a Wawa coming up.
Is that the one in front of the high school there?
Greeno and Twin Beach. I don't know if they're moving another Wawa to that node on 181, which that is a whole. That's like a whole other city, Lori. That's trying to happen over there. Like,
is that crazy. City limits? Has that been annexed?
Some of those guys, the Publix. That's on the table. There will annex in, so that's a good thing. But the guys that are doing the development will annex in. But no, if it wasn't for them annexing in, that's a part of our halo. That's around the city.
The jurisdiction.
That's a part of our halo.
We want them to annex so we can have more control and generate the revenue.
And subdivision regulations and such and forth. Okay. And we want the ad valorem and the sales tax.
Right, right.
And we want to create the business for our citizens to work. And that's another thing, when we bring in these businesses such as the dispensary, it's so many pieces to that dispensary. It brings in workers. It brings in business opportunity for people to get work. So that's always a good thing when we're providing business and bringing in opportunity for our citizens to stay home and work.
Corey, is there anything else that you would like to mention that we have not covered?
I think you pretty much covered everything. There's not a whole lot on the agenda besides the normal business. Like you said, the appropriations to the 501Cs to kind of help the community. But other than that, there's not a whole much lot going on.
I found something I'd like to ask about. It's from sitting on the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
Site plan approval from the commission for a three-story, 24,000-square-foot office building being proposed for a half-acre property at 314 Magnolia Avenue, just west of Section, where two old houses were demolished. And then a hotel is also supposed to be in that same area, correct?
This is Magnolia.
Right. That's just around the corner.
Yeah,
I know, right here.
Yeah. There's supposed to be like a little boutique hotel that's coming up in your right here.
Apparently this three-story 24,000 square foot office building as well.
Yeah. So yeah, the office building I knew about, this is something, that we did know about, so it's an office building. It was, I think we did pass this.
Yes.
So I think it's going to look good aesthetically. We did our due diligence, but yeah, they did demolish. Let's talk about that. So some of those houses, you know, when they demolish these houses, I think we got to do a better job of getting some type of historical ordinance into play, because some of these houses have been here since the beginning of Fairhope, and we just crush them, man. Like, you know, and that bothers me. It's something that we have to work on.
You know, it's a catch-22 because if you're the owner of this 150-year-old home,
well, what's happening is
you want to be able to do what you want to do.
Yeah, but what's happening is the owners are coming from out of town, looking at an aerial view and not understanding the historical value of our community. So these guys are seeing what's out there, and they're from California or you know, New York, and they say, hey, whoa, look at that. Oh, we just knocked that whole deal down, you know. And
you know,
I just
what?
Think
it's
we got to protect ourselves from a little bit of that,
in my opinion. Have you driven around town? It's a little bit late.
Yeah,
it's
I know. A little bit late. I'm just getting in the game. So, I mean,
that's true.
But I'm just giving my opinion.
Well, please, you know, help us do that.
Yeah. So I think it's something that we should talk about. So, but anyway, I digress.
That's okay. It's a very valid point.
Right.
It can be frustrating when you see a small historical original cottage and the next door is a McMansion.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's frustrating. I'd love for some of you officials to get frustrated about
that. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Especially when it comes to issuing variances.
Yeah.
Because are they really a hardship?
Well, no. That's
well,
on the Board
build
of Adjustments.
To the lot lines. Yeah,
yeah,
well,
yeah, that's the Board of Adjustments.
They're still under the city's control.
That's right, but that's their own. They make those decisions. That does not come back to council.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The process. Speaking of the process, so
look into that. Perhaps it should.
Yeah, you know, and we got some things that I think, and I'm just going to talk a little bit here. We got some things that I think that we can tweak and make better for the future. You know, and those things, you know, it takes a little bit because we got so much, not making excuses, because excuses are monuments of nothingness. Those that use these tools become nothing but anything at all. But anyway, that being said, there are some things that we can adjust for future purposes. Signs are one. Let's talk. The signs go straight to the courts. We don't have a variance for signs here. If you have a business, you're in a box with signs. Like, it's rigid, man. And if you don't do it, the only way you can get it passed or get something done differently is possibly go to the probate judge.
Are you talking about our sign ordinance?
Yes.
Well, it's very strict.
We're talking
in
about
town.
The Board of Adjustments. So this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So we have all these variances that can go to the Board of Adjustments, but then we got this one deal with signs that's very, very rigid, unlike other municipalities, that do not go to the Board of Judges or to the council to see if there is any kind of variations that
we
can do. So, you know, I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that we can kind of look at as
good.
Far as the process is concerned.
And you've got a fresh perspective to see some of these things now as a newer council member.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Welcome.
Is there anything else you want to mention before we run out of time?
No, thank you, Lori. I don't have anything else.
Appreciate your public service. People don't realize that the city council job can be so time-consuming with all of the committees and the public events and the meetings and the preparation. And it's truly, you have to have a heart to serve because you're not compensated for it adequately.
I get all this money, man.
No.
No, not a lot of money at all.
Well,
so it's different for service.
Thank you for your time and your service. Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.